Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination. YahooFinance.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Boost Your Biology podcast. Today's special guest is an expert in the realm of nutritional ingredients and supplementation. Joining me on the show, we have Jennifer Gu. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Lucas. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So, Jennifer, my audience is really excited for today's podcast. Obviously, we're going to be focusing in on magnesium and magatine. So maybe did you want to let my audience know a little bit about your journey and your role in the company?
I am trained as a pathologist. I have a PhD from UCLA almost 30 years ago. So I studied the mechanisms of diseases before I moved to industry. I did my postdoctoral work at Caltech and worked there for a total of 7 years before I joined industry. Since I joined the nutritional industry, it has been a very exciting journey for me. So we're able to apply the basic biology to nutrition, to the things to see that how nutritional supplements, the proper nutrition, can really be helpful in areas that traditional Western medicine cannot have a good benefit. Okay. So it is a great benefit to consumers to be able to use the supplements in addition to the care they get from the traditional medicine. I think that's really exciting.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm someone who is also a big believer in supplementation as a naturopath and studied naturopathy. My father is a pharmacist. I understand the importance of combining both modalities as a way to improve human health. Did you want to maybe talk about the magnesium supplementation market? Did you want to maybe talk about how magatine, this magnesium L-threonate, came about?
Sure. Yes. Magnesium supplementation has been there from the very beginning. Okay. So I think we are all very familiar with many of the magnesium compounds, such as magnesium oxide from the very beginning. And it's still in many of the multivitamin and many of the products. And later on, we began to have supplements, magnesium supplements that have better solubility. Such as magnesium chloride, magnesium citrate, magnesium glycinate, bisglycinate. Okay. At magatine, magnesium L-threonate is a new addition to this list. Okay. So I want to give you some understanding about magnesium being very popular. And a lot of consumers are not very clear about how to choose the right magnesium products for their need. Okay. So I think a good question is that how bioavailable these magnesium compounds are. Okay. So if you look at bioavailability, there is two levels of bioavailability. The first level is when you take it orally, how it gets absorbed through your intestinal system. And that is differentiating compounds like magnesium oxide, which has very little bioavailability even through the gastrointestinal systems. And that is why you retain a lot of water and you need to include it in the laxative products. Okay. But even with compounds like magnesium citrate, magnesium bisglycinate, they get absorbed in, they're soluble, but you still have another level of bioavailability, which is organ bioavailability, which means that whether they're able to go to the organ, go to the cells that is to be effective, okay, at that level, especially to the brain, there's blood-brain barrier. So whether any of these magnesium compounds will pass through the blood-brain barrier, become bioavailable in the brain is another test. Okay, compounds like magnesium citrate, magnesium bisglycinate, they're able to go to the body, to the heart, to the muscle, but they are not brain bioavailable. So magnesium L-threonate is the only one that has been researched, published, to show that it can have a brain bioavailability good enough to be able to elevate effectively the brain magnesium levels, which leads to improved cognition and memory and any of these brain-related health benefits.
You've done a great job there, Jennifer, at explaining the bioavailability aspect and the principle there. And maybe did you want to talk about, you've mentioned magnesium oxide, which is one of the most commonly used, probably one of the cheapest, least effective forms on the market. And you mentioned magnesium citrate, which can have a laxative effect at high doses. With that magnesium L-threonate, did you want to talk about the actual, it's L-threonine, the amino acid combined with magnesium, correct?
Actually, that was a confusing for a lot of consumers. It is not the L-threonine, that the amino acid. It is actually L-threonic acid. So what it is that L-threonic acid is a metabolite of major metabolite of vitamin C. So it's already in our body. In fact, during the research, we find out in surprise that it's not only in our body, it is also in our brain at a higher concentration as compared to our body. Maybe I can give you a little bit of background on how this compound is discovered.
Yes,
that product is discovered. Okay. So actually, this was discovered by an MIT professor, Dr. Liu. Okay. So Dr. Liu got his PhD from UCLA Neuroscience Department. So he graduated about 7 years ahead of me. He was working with the chairman of Neuroscience Department. What they want to do is to screen for drugs that can inhibit the neuron degenerative disease. Okay. That's what we do at a medical school. You try to find a new drug. Okay. So that was in the late 1980s and early 1990s. And at the time, molecular biology was still the forefront of the science. It's not right now. It's a very tool. It's a general tool, but at the time it was very advanced. So what they did is that they established a really advanced cell reporting system where you engineer a GFP protein, which is fluorescent protein, at the end of the membrane when neurocells contact each other, those GFP protein began to show up. So you establish a system that you can report whether the neuron cells are talking to each other, whether there's memory signals passing through between the cells. Okay, so that is a direct report of neuron plasticity. Okay, with that cell systems, they screened all the neural signaling molecules that potentially have a benefit for neuron degenerative disease. Pass through system, you see the increase of the cells talking to each other. However, by accident, they find out that magnesium, which is included in the culture media, also had a significant benefit of increasing the neuron's plasticity. Okay, so that was because of mistake of the wrong media concentration. At the time, we still make medias ourselves. So you prepare the media yourself, you made a mistake. So as a good scientist, Dr. Liu did not just toss things away. He looked at why is the case. He found out it was the wrong magnesium concentration And magnesium does a better job for increasing the neuron plasticity compared to the traditional neuropeptides. Okay. With that understanding, he published in many top journals on how this magnesium works. So basically, magnesium is a natural calcium channel blocker. Okay. So it's intuitively how it works. It blocks all the background noises so the neuron can concentrate on the robust signal to improve our ability to focus and improve our ability to improve cognition.
With that, Jennifer, there, that's a phenomenal explanation. Thank you for sharing that. With the calcium channel blocking effect, did you want to explain to my listeners, what does that mean? And are there drugs now developed to block that calcium channel as well?
Yes, calcium channel is the most drug developed pathway to drug develops to basically all the neural pathologies, okay, problems with the brains. All the drugs are targeting the G protein coupled receptor, which a lot of them are controlling the calcium in and out as a secondary message. Okay. Give you an intuitive comparison. I know these terms are very scientific, so I want to explain to all the general audience how that works. Okay. So when we, for example, when I talk to you, okay, so you send a message to my sensory systems, and then the calcium will be a secondary message that supposed to go through calcium channel, and then it leads to all the signals in my cells, and I begin to respond. Okay. However, if you do not have the right magnesium concentration in your brain, okay, all these calcium channels are leaky, which means a little bit of calcium signal comes in, you're going to respond. Okay. But if you have the proper amount of magnesium in your brain, these signals, background signals are blocked. Only a robust, strong signal comes in, which means that your cells, if you have the proper magnesium concentration, you're rested well. Okay. During the normal condition, you only respond when you need to respond. But if you have low magnesium levels, you're responding to all these background noises. You're overworked. Your brain cells overworked. And that is why it leads to the early death, the apoptosis. And that leads to the problems like Alzheimer's, other neuron degenerative issues.
Yeah. So what you're explaining there, Jennifer, is the fact that magnesium can have a natural calcium channel blocking action in the brain. And that's going to help with minimizing excitotoxicity and cell death, things like that. And so did you want to maybe explain what are some of the other key pathways in which magnesium can protect the brain specifically?
There, magnesium is a cofactor for all the enzymes, 350 different kind of biochemical pathways in our body. So pretty much all the pathways, all the enzymes, many of them needs magnesium as a cofactor. Okay. For example, magnesium is the cofactor for the mitochondria, which is really the machine, the life machine factory of every individual cells. Okay. So if you have the right magnesium levels, your cells are performing correctly, have the right energy. In fact, there are animal studies showing that Mactin, with the lifetime feeding of Mactin, the animals can live longer. Okay. And that is consistent with the longevity concept, because the longevity is that you want to have the healthy mitochondria so you can live longer. So potentially, Mactin works not only on cognition, on the memory, and that is how we tested in the human clinicals, but it also works in many other areas of biology. For example, it works in the heart, okay? It works in your energy. It works in longevity. It works in your immune response, okay? But the uniqueness about Mactin is that it passes through the blood-brain barrier, so it's especially effective in brain-related benefits. For example, cognition, focus, memory, sleep, mood, and all these areas are also tested and supported by our human clinicals. Not only we have the mechanism it works, but it's also proved and demonstrated in our human clinical studies.
this is what I really respect about MagTeen and all the research is that we understand mechanistic studies in vivo and cell culture, but then you guys have actually conducted the clinical trials in humans. So maybe did you want to share some of the outstanding research in humans that you've achieved with MagTeen?
Yeah, I love to. As I mentioned earlier, Lucas, MagTeen was discovered by MIT professor. So after the initial discovery in his system about how magnesium works, he went ahead and tried to find out a compound that can pass the blood-brain barrier so it can have a biological in vivo benefits, okay? So he screened all the magnesium compound available and only MagTeen was able to raise the blood-brain barrier effectively. So that paper was published in 2010 in Neuron, the most prestigious neurological journal. And after that, we have done actually 3 human clinical publications on how it works in humans. Okay. So the human publication, of course, is double-blind, placebo-controlled, the standard of clinical research. And they were shown is that MagTeen was able to significantly improve the cognition, the memory in humans as compared to the placebo. And most interestingly is that during one of the human clinicals, the scientists compounded different measurements of the brain functions, memory, cognition, name recall, and anxiety stress, and formed each individual's overall brain health score. And based on that score, MagTeen significantly reversed the brain aging process by 9 brain years of brain age. So that was really exciting discovery. So that was in one of the published papers. And in addition, Lucas, I'm excited you can tell, I want to share with you, I have been taking this product myself since 2011, and I have feelable benefits. It actually, this product brings a lot of feelable benefits, and you can actually feel something. Like in my case, I feel the focus on my work in about 20 minutes after taking this compound. So you do not only have the science, but you have the science-based feelable benefits. So that is why I am so excited about this product.
Yeah, this is incredible research, Jennifer. And I'd love to take a deeper dive, closer look at the dosages. Now, did you want to break down for my audience the differences between elemental magnesium? They may be on the label, it might confuse the customer. So maybe you can explain that.
Yes, definitely. As you know that MagTeen, there's 2 benefits that have been demonstrated in clinical research. One is the cognition. And that dosage used for clinical study was 1.5 gram to 2 gram of MagTeen, which, as you indicated, is different than magnesium, elemental magnesium. So the elemental magnesium in MagTeen is about 7.8%. So that translates to about 120 to 140 milligram of elemental magnesium. As we have recommended, daily allowance of magnesium is about 420 for men and 350 milligram for women. So this is only 1/3 of that amount recommended dosage.
This is an important discussion now around the guidelines and recommendations for magnesium. They are quite difficult for the average human to meet their requirements through nutrition only. Is that correct?
It is very true. We have been known of supplementing calcium for the past decades. Okay. We drink calcium with milk. We do a lot of calcium supplementation. However, about 10 years ago, the community began to realize that we are not taking a balanced approach. Okay. Too much calcium without the right amount of magnesium is changing the balance and it's not good for us. So the research community began to try to add magnesium to that balance, okay, calcium-magnesium balance. And that is why an improve of magnesium supplementation happened during the past 5-10 years, and people began to realize and feel the benefit of magnesium. And all these supplementation is very important because magnesium is a very important mineral for all the biological functions that happen in our body. And we're not taking enough just because from the daily food for two reasons. First reason is that all the soil basically are depleted of the nutrients. You probably know a lot of the people already did the study on the soil levels. It's maybe just 1/3 of the soil levels, say 50 years ago. So the same amount of food we're taking, we do not have enough nutrient as we used to. Okay. And secondary, and you know that we're taking a lot of processed food. So which further reduce the proper nutrient that is needed for our body. So unless you can supplement all the needed nutrient from a very specialized food that you cultivate yourself in organic garden, most of us do need the supplementation to have the right amount daily.
This is great, great discussion here, Jennifer. This is something that I oftentimes want to make public and make it more widely available, the fact that our food supply is so low in magnesium, and that's why supplementation is necessary. Now, as it pertains to assessing magnesium status in the human body, I believe there are some blood tests to identify blood levels of magnesium. So do you want to maybe share how we assess magnesium levels?
Lucas, you are absolutely right. You know that magnesium is a abundant needed in our body. It's not only involved in all the biological pathways, enzyme cofactors, but it's also important mineral in our bone. Okay. So the majority of magnesium are stored in our bone. Okay. Actually, if you just measure the blood magnesium levels, our body controls tightly the blood magnesium levels, just like calcium. So even though you're deficient, you won't be able to show that in your plasma magnesium levels. It just get pulled out of your tissue, pulled out of your bone to maintain that level. Okay. However, you can test it. A good way to test it is through the blood, red blood cells. You can test that to as indication about how your levels inside your organs, inside your cells. Yes. So that is a good way of indicating whether you're low in magnesium levels.
This is a great point, and this is for my audience listening in. If you have done a blood test in the past, make sure that your doctor assesses your RBC, red blood cell magnesium, as that is it's the gold standard way of measuring. It's one of the best ways to use to measure magnesium status. Jennifer, as it pertains to, you mentioned calcium before. We went through a phase in human history where everyone was so focused on calcium supplementation and milk.
Sure.
And would it, if a consumer wants to know when to use their magnesium supplement, should they be using it away from calcium-rich foods? Would that hinder absorption?
There's no significant research indicates that it will inhibit absorption. I think our body needs both calcium and magnesium, hopefully in the right ratio. I think most scientists believe 2-to-1, but there's no very strong data to support this ratio. But the proper amount of both calcium and magnesium supplementation is needed every day. That is not the mineral we can produce. This is the mineral you need to take from your food every day to maintain the proper biological functions, because they're both important.
Yeah, and this is a great point around, as you mentioned, these nutrients are required exogenously because they're not produced endogenously, unlike what we see with some essential, non-essential amino acids, which the body can synthesize, whereas the essential amino acids, the non-essential, we require them from the external food sources and supplementation, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. Some of the things can produce ourselves, but there's things that we cannot. We need to get it from food. So we need to pay special attention to those nutrients, because if we are lacking those nutrients, normally our body will not function properly. And it won't be a life and death right away, but over the time, it will impact your life quality, will impact your immunity, will impact how long you live, will impact how your quality of life at the older age when you are running out of your suppliers.
Here's a quick little message to all men listening in to today's show. Do you want to double your energy levels, boost motivation, and increase your focus? If so, you may be interested in my epic men's energy program I've recently launched called Limitless. Now, Limitless is an exclusive 12-week program for men who want to go from feeling tired, unmotivated, or burnt out to highly energetic, driven, and focused. Within the program, I will analyze your own unique biology and lay out a fully personalized health protocol so that you can finally unlock peak physical and cognitive performance. Over the 12 weeks, you will have direct access to me to ensure your results, as well as the chance to join me live twice a week to ask me anything relating to health protocols and discover cutting-edge men's health info to keep you at the top of your game. Now, spots in this program are extremely limited, so if you're interested in finding out more, make sure you go to bit.ly, that's bit.ly/limitlessprogram to reserve the next available call to see if you're a good fit. That's bit.ly/limitlessprogram. You'll also find this link in my bio on my Instagram profile and also my YouTube channel.
Yeah, obviously, when it comes to some of the biological consequences of low magnesium as we age, did you want to maybe, you've mentioned already the fact that magnesium can support longevity parameters. You mentioned a reduction in brain aging by, was it 9 years? Did you want to maybe explain what are some of the consequences associated with low magnesium levels as we age?
The long-term effect, I think if we have, because magnesium, I think the fundamental benefit about magnesium is how magnesium is a very important factor, important mineral to work in the mitochondria. If you are a biologist, you know that the cells, you need to have energy
factory.
Okay. Mitochondria is our energy factory. If you have the proper energy factory, you maintain the healthy of the cells. You maintain the integrity of the cells. The cells will live longer and work more efficiently. That is the fundamental of life, in my opinion. So that is why longevity is dealing with mitochondria, because you have to deal with the basic lifestyle, which is at the cellular level, to have a healthy cells that can reflect to a healthy organs, healthy body, healthy overall process. So magnesium is very important in that aspect. Okay, it's not easy to have a complete depletion of magnesium because it's such a important mineral is stored in our bone. Okay, however, if you have a chronic deficiency of magnesium, it will reflect into your low energy, okay, because you don't have the right cellular, even at the cellular level, you are not having the right activity, energy to support your cell activity, okay? So you will feel tired. You will have a low immunity, okay? And in the brain, it's hard for you to focus. In fact, a lot of the problems for Alzheimer's, ADHD, there's also population studies to show that there are low magnesium levels associated with these problems, okay? And you will have Alzheimer's, probably, a high incidence of Alzheimer's, okay? And your organ may actually will default earlier, okay? Yeah. So there's many problems that will be associated, but the most immediate field problems is lack of energy, memory focus and mood change, fatigue are the main things you will feel right away.
Yes. And as we can see, we're noticing here that magnesium has such a broad effect on the body. And if we're low in magnesium, we're going to see some consequences in, as you mentioned, memory, focus, energy, and even increase our risk for developing neurodegenerative diseases. And I'm glad that you also brought up ADHD, because that's obviously really common and a lot of young adults are suffering from ADHD. I just want to segue and look at some drug and other drugs and medications that actually may lower levels of magnesium. So maybe you want to explore that.
Yes, very true. There's a number of drugs that can lead to lower magnesium levels. Okay. So for these individuals, their doctors probably recommend them to take magnesium supplements. And MAGT is the, if it's not, one of the most bioavailable in terms of even the body magnesium ability. So it's a good source to take, mostly for the brain, but also for other parts of the body for magnesium source. And talking about disease, we know, we have to say that supplements are not intended to treat or prevent disease. We have to make it very clear to our customer, to people who are listening to the podcast. You need to discuss your problems with your doctors, okay? However, in terms of MAGT, it's a good nutrient for a lot of fighting against the disease. For example, there are two publications on MAGT, how it helped in ADHD and Alzheimer's disease. The first publication actually came out from Massachusetts General Hospital, which is Harvard Medical School. The world-famous research group actually examined MAGT in an open-label study of adult ADHD. So in their published research, they find out that MAGT, it not only helps with the ADHD patient and their evaluation score significantly, they also even improved their IQ in that particular study. And we're very, very excited. So some partners are looking at MAGT's potential use by children because a lot of the children with ADHD need the proper nutrients. And this could be a very important nutrient for this population. Another study that was done by Stanford Medical School is that they looked at, it's also an open label study. It's a small study. They looked at Alzheimer's patients and how MAGT helped in those patients. And MAGT significantly improved the MMSE score, which is standard Alzheimer's evaluation score. So in both these cases from the world-renowned expert groups demonstrate the benefit of MAGT in these kind of conditions.
Phenomenal research, and I'm glad that you brought this up, Jennifer. My audience is they love evidence-based medicine, evidence-based supplementation. So it's good that we're sharing these clinical trials, and they're very robust studies. The sample size is maybe one aspect, but that they are double-blind placebo-controlled, and they're looking at different elements there. In terms of, you mentioned for the younger population, looking at MAGT specifically, its safety profile, did you want to talk about its strong degree of safety?
Yes. First of all, magnesium is a safe element. We've been taking magnesium supplementation for decades, right? And particularly regarding to MAGT. First of all, as I said, MAGT, magnesium L-threonate. Threonate is a major vitamin C metabolite. Both magnesium threonate are already present in our body and brain. Okay. So it's already present in our body. On top of that, we have done the standard tox studies so that it has FDA approved GRAS status. Okay. And not only that, in the human clinicals, we also looked at safety profiles. So they were demonstrated to be safe to use. And MAGT has been used since 2011 in the U.S. market and with a large large population of customers. And so far, if you use them in the recommended dosage, there's no reported issues with it. Okay. But I do want to emphasize that MAGT is very bioavailable. So you need to use them in the recommended dosage. Anything, if you overdose, especially magnesium, if you overdose, you would have some problems. So you need to be careful to take them with a glass of water, full glass of water, and in the recommended dosage.
This is a great point around dosages. This is very important for those listening in, not only for magnesium supplementation, but also for vitamin D, very important there. vitamin B12, different supplements, other vitamins really matter. There is a sweet spot, an optimal range that we want to be aiming for. And so this is true, especially even with magnesium, because very high doses of magnesium from even my own experience can cause a bit of loose bowel movements, a little bit of GI upset. But again, that was because I was using the bad forms of magnesium.
A lot of people experienced that. Yeah, with Mactin, there was never that issue because it's so bioavailable and the amount of elemental magnesium is so small in the recommended dosage. Okay. However, you don't want to overtake in that. It's not going to be good for you if you take too much of anything. So we want to also, there are medications that if they have a warning of interaction against magnesium, that is something you need to be careful too. Because if your medication has a warning against magnesium, and this is another source of magnesium, very bioavailable. So you need to bring that to your doctor, whether you should take it at a different time or not taking it.
Let's take a look there at some of the potential legal drug interactions. So for example, are we looking at usually like blood pressure lowering medications, maybe interfering? Is that
blood pressure lowering medications is a good example. Blood lower medication, actually magnesium is helping with blood lower effect. Okay. However, if you take both at the same time, you can have your blood too low to be good. Okay. That is an interaction you need to be very careful. You probably shouldn't take them at the same time, or you probably should experiment or take a little bit at a different time to see how that affects you. If it's causing too low of the medication, then you should stop using it. Or you should talk to your doctor to see how you can incorporate magnesium into your blood lowering drugs to maybe lower the amount of the blood lowering drug you're taking. But all these needs to be talked to your professionals and to be very careful when you incorporate that into your medication. Okay. So you shouldn't just taking too much at the same time. That will be dangerous.
And you've also mentioned, Jennifer, that it has achieved the GRAS status, which is generally regarded as safe. It's a representation. Do you want to maybe explain that?
Yes. In the US, the regulation, FDA GRAS, is one of the important regulatory milestones for nutritional ingredients. Okay. So when you apply that, you have to all have all the tox data to get FDA's approval with this ingredient. It's more a seal of the safety. Okay. So Mactin has done the clinical studies and it's already got the FDA approval for GRAS.
Yeah. In terms of timing in which the subject or the customer were to use magnesium, if we take a look at the time of the day, this is really critical for those listening in. For some individuals, they notice a sedative-like effect or an anti-stress effect from magnesium. Other people will notice an increase in alertness, focus. So did you want to maybe explain what have you guys come across in the research trials? What time of day do you advise usually?
In our research, we normally advise people to take maybe 2 hours before bedtime. Okay. So that is how we have been recommended in the clinical studies. However, Mactin is a great magnesium product. It does not cause much of the stomach upsets like a lot of other magnesium compounds, as long as you take with a full glass of water. Okay. And it can be, personally, I take at different times. I try to fix it in the same time every day. So I have the even distribution of magnesium in my system. But what I take it is that I take it in the afternoon. It's in the afternoon when I cannot drink coffee, which interfere with my sleep, I take Mactin. So Mactin make me focus right away and I can focus again in writing all the brain heavy work again for another 3-4 hours by taking Mactin. So it's really important. It's a supplement I never forget because I need it. So that is how I use it. Okay. There are other people who want to take it in the early in the morning because it will make their energetic and focused, alert whole day. There are people who want to take it after dinner who will actually help them to fall asleep. We actually just did finished a human clinical, and it's being submitted for publication, which demonstrates that Mactin helps with the deep sleep. It doesn't really help you to fall asleep, but help you to stay asleep in the REM stage and deep sleep stage. These are the stage which has been proven to have a improvement. It's working on your cognitive abilities. The brain is actually improving the cognitive abilities during these stage. So MACTing actually helps to improve during these two stages to help you sleep better, sleep deeply. So this is a good test why you feel energetic, you feel a good mood, you feel alert and focused during the daytime because you have a quality sleep.
This is great, great research. As far as another mechanism of action, you mentioned the calcium channel blocking activity. The other pathway that I'm interested in is the NMDA antagonism. So N-methyl-D-aspartate antagonistic effects. Do you want to maybe explain a little bit about that?
So NMDA receptors, okay, especially the 2B subunits, has been indicated in research to be very important in memory. A lot of the brain functions is going through that. So there's a huge amount of literature how the signaling works in that pathways. So magnesium and NMDA is also a calcium channels. So what happens is magnesium normally binds to that. Okay. So when it's bound, the channels are leaked, are blocked. Okay. Naturally. So when the huge amount of magnesium, when the calcium comes in a high concentration, it replaces magnesium and gets in to activate all the signaling pathways. Okay. So what I explained earlier is that if you do not have the right concentration of magnesium, these channels are naturally leaky. So any a little bit calcium would comes in to activate the pathways. But if you have the right level of magnesium levels, then only the strong signal comes in. Your channels can be replaced, open, and the activity can go on. So what that means is that you only respond to a real good signal. Your cells are rested during the background signals. You're not always overworking there. So that is the intuitive way of understanding how the calcium and magnesium works at NMDA receptor levels.
That's a fantastic explanation at that pathway. You say enabling that resting state. So is that the depolarized state? Is that sort of what you're referring to there?
Yes, if you want to see normal neuron cells are not depolarized, right? So when your have signals comes in, it sends neurite out, connecting to the neighboring neurons to actually have the signal transduced through the neuron extensions. Okay. So that in a way is become polarized.
Yes. And there's actually another thing here, Jennifer, with a big subset of the population. It's called the nootropic space, nootropics, enhancing cognition. A lot of these individuals are noticing that they combine their magtine, specifically magtine, if they're on ADHD medication such as methylphenidate or Adderall or Ritalin, things like that. They actually notice that the magtine makes the experience more pleasurable. It reduces the anxiety, it makes the stimulant feel stronger as well.
We do hear that response from customers, but we did not do a study because these are condition-based studies and that's not how we can market our products. Okay. So we do not have detailed studies on them to evaluate how that really helped. Okay. But theoretically, magnesium does help with calming effect. Okay. And that helps with how your body dealing with the stress and the anxiety. It should be beneficial in terms of their providing the right nutrients for these population of people who a lot of them have magnesium deficiencies.
Yes. What does the future hold, Jennifer, in terms of further research and maybe areas that you're excited to see research on? What excites you about the future of magtine research?
Magtine has been on the market for 10 years. Okay. It's really getting really popular. We're doing really well because people feel the benefit. So it's really mouth by mouth. It's how it has been spreading. And interestingly, I have been finding out the people, my collaborators from different universities or different companies, actually, when I talk to them about MagTeam, they actually know about it. They're not my coworkers or anyone in our field, but they actually know about MagTeam. And they normally hear it from some of their friends who have used it, recommended to them. So that speaks to the benefit of MagTeam because you have some feelable benefits. So that's very exciting. In terms of MagTeam, I think the unique benefits of MagTeam currently is that it's very bring a bioavailable magnesium compound. So the first benefits people feel is in the brain area. For, as I mentioned, cognition focus is a very strong benefit. Okay. I feel that every day. And there's stress, anxiety benefits. Okay. A lot of people from our company feel that benefits. And I do that too. But my benefit of that is not as strong as focus. I feel the focus very clearly, very strongly. And then there are also sleep benefits. Okay. It helps people sleep better. Okay. And then there are other benefits in the body. For example, when I took it, I know I have much more strong energy. Okay. And that part of the study we have not done. This will be areas we might want to do more study in terms of how MagTeam helps you with your study. And we also, to be make it more personal, I also give it to my children before they take exams because it helps them focus and do well in exams. So my kids have been asking us and whether we should do a study to there's college students take other things and healthy things to get focused, right? But this is a healthy alternative to get focused, to get productive. So we probably want to do more research on how it helps with college kids for their exams, for their studies. Yeah. And we should also, as we said, for children who cannot sit down in a classroom and help them, how to help them to get focused. There's, one of the actually person in our company, he had a heart problems. So he took this and that resolved in the irregular beat of the heart. So there's lots of magnesium benefits that have been noticed by MagTeam. And we want to do more double-blind placebo-controlled study to support, demonstrate these benefits and providing the right dosage, providing the evidence and guidance how to use this in a number of many other areas that magnesium can be beneficial.
Yes. So as we can see, magnesium, specifically MagTeam, which I would consider as the gold standard form of magnesium on the market, appears to have some very favorable effects across various biological pathways. As Jennifer has alluded, improving focus, energy, mitochondrial function, staving off cognitive decline, and assisting with deep sleep. We can see that MagTeam does have some broad spectrum actions in terms of the time of day that Jennifer usually suggests. She says in the afternoon, sometimes for energy, but it can also be used 2 hours before bedtime to help with that deep sleep. So that pretty much wraps up today's podcast. Jennifer, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's an absolute pleasure to have this discussion.
It's fun to talk, Lucas. You can see it. I'm very passionate about this ingredient. It's something I use myself daily, and I think it's going to benefit a lot of people. This is a good magnesium product.
I definitely enjoy keeping these discussions with experts like yourself who are very passionate. My audience will definitely be able to feel the passion. And I love this entire space, understanding proper clinical research behind specific supplements. And yeah, I'm really impressed with what you're pioneering and the work that you do. So thank you.
Thank you, Lucas, for having me.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.